want...
Sing for us.
Sing for me, Paolo. Am I the asshole for telling my stepson that if he goes hungry, that's his dad's problem, not mine?
Wow, that's hella rude, I'll tell you that much.
Fucked up.
It's a rough card there to play.
Yeah.
My 33 female husband, 37 male, has had custody of his son, 16 male, since his mother, 35 female, was arrested 2 years back. Prior to the arrest, he only ever came over every other weekend and made it apparent that he preferred being at his mom's house. When she was arrested, he had to come and live with us full time. And since her release, she is only allowed supervised visitation. Despite this, he still begs to go back to his mother's. My husband was laid off of his job 4 months ago. He was the sole earner, whereas I only worked part-time to tend to our kids, 8 male, 5 female. So we were hit with extreme financial hardships. We had to ration food, and my husband job searched for 2 months until he gave up. He insisted that he devote his time to being in charge of the kids and chores, but we desperately needed another stream of income to feed us all. He still refused despite that, so I told him that when he runs out of his savings, I'm not going to be spending the minute amount of money I get on him or his son. His savings has recently run out, and as a result, he has had to rely heavily on his mother to feed himself. I can only barely afford 2 meals a day. Luckily, the kids have free school meals, but it is still not enough for my kids and I. I've begged him to get a job, but he still continues to refuse and has said that he has no luck. Although the kids are fine, me, my husband, and his son are lacking in nutrition. My stepson came down and saw me eating food. He asked me for some, but I declined as I hadn't eaten since the day before. He started begging me, saying he hadn't eaten in days and that it's unfair. I eventually got sick of his constant complaining, so I told him that this is a horrible situation, but if he goes hungry, then that's not my problem. It's his dad's, and that my responsibility is my kids and my kids only. He told me that he was going to tell his mother about it, which both myself and my husband strictly told him not to do. She came to pick him up and take him to get food, and when she did, she said that she was going to report us and called both my husband and I an array of swear words, called us incompetent, and told us both that we're terrible parents. This really hurt me, as I've sacrificed a lot, but she took him anyway and has sworn not to allow her son to be at her house again. She has also made passive-aggressive remarks like, "You'll look good in court." When he went, my husband was really angry with me. He told me that I should have just given him a bit of food to keep him happy and informed me of the risk we now have of losing our children. He said that he has essentially lost his son and warned me that we're fucked. He went to his mother's house to cool off, and this has created a rift in my family. When I said what I did to my stepson, I was not only saying what I thought was truthful, but I was also on a whim because we were all struggling through this together. But no one understands that. Am I the asshole?
All right, on three, ready? 1, 2, 3. Yes! What? Are you fucking kidding me? Is she an asshole?
Yes, for this moment. I'm leaning towards more of a everyone sucks here. Like, you're all assholes.
Yeah, sure. Family of assholes.
I think... I picked a really tough one. Food insecurity is a real, really terrible problem. You're the asshole for the way you talk to your stepson.
Yes, that's the question.
You're the asshole for not trying to pursue resources. You're the asshole for saying it's my kids that are important and you're on your own and I don't care if you've eaten in days and blah, blah, blah. Like, absolute asshole for the way she's talking to a child.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so, okay, that's the whole post. But this dad needs to get it together.
Oh, of course, but...
That's not the post. So, next story.
But we can get into that. We can get into that, and we should.
It's tough. I think I just look at the cards she's being dealt, and yes, absolute ass for the way you talk to that child. And you refuse to feed him. because it's not your problem. He's not your problem. He's under your roof. He's one of your children. He's your husband's child. You are a family asshole. But shit pile of sticks you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, it's the language. And this is why. She is not his stepmother. That is not his her stepchild. Because the way that she talks, that is her husband's son. That is not her son. Is
not like, even a stepkid.
It's interesting the way people, there's a difference between my stepmom and my dad's wife. Those are two, I don't know if you've ever noticed people use those terms differently. And the difference is, was that person a parental role to you? Did that person provide for you? Did that person help raise you?
Right.
If not,
it's your dad's wife.
It's your dad's wife.
Yeah.
And in this situation, the fact that she calls him my stepson, I'm his stepmom, but you looked him in the face when you were all hungry and you wouldn't take your shirt off your own back for your child.
Yeah.
That's the problem for me.
Yeah.
Then just say, I never really viewed him as one of my own. He's just not my child. So when I'm in survival mode as a mother bear, my priority is myself and my kids.
Yeah.
Not my husband's child. And that's where I'm heated because then, you know, like that's a whole different equation, but you can't say this is your stepson.
No.
If you will not step in when everybody's in crisis, like you said, they're all being dealt a very shitty hand. The dad, it's a whole nother situation. He is clearly defaulting on his duties as a father. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. But this is a child. He's 16. He's a minor.
Yeah.
He's relying on you. He's looking to you. He is hungry. And I get it. You're hungry too.
Yeah.
But you're the adult.
You're the adult.
He can't even go out and get a job. Like, what can he do? It's not like he's a 19-year-old sleeping on your couch who could go get a job and provide for the family. He's a kid. And if you call this your stepson.
Yeah. Well, and he doesn't even have the option. You know, his mom is out now, but he's kind of been at the stepmom's and his dad's mercy. And he preferred his mom's, which, no shit, Sherlock. Look at how you treat him.
Right. Not surprised that he prefers
his mom. Not surprised. And so
I think she's butthurt about that. And so that's how she takes it out.
Absolutely. Otherwise, she wouldn't have included it.
Exactly.
And so I look at it and I think as the parent in the situation, your husband's not stepping up. He's a fucking asshole. But then you take all three of your kids and you go and apply for WIC. Or if you're not in the United States, you pursue other programs that you have or you try to go to a food bank. I mean, you don't. And I am coming from a place where I have had to apply for food stamps multiple points in my life. I understand food insecurity and being scared about it. But like, you also have to like then pursue these other programs or you're letting your husband's mom feed him. Why can't she help you or at least his son then? Mm-hmm. Is the husband literally going over to the mom's house and leaving his son while he eats full meals?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's for me, again, it comes down to the language because Be an adult. This woman needs to be an adult. Why didn't she just, if she really feels that way, she can feel that way. But don't say that to the child. Say,
no,
you know, we are in a shitty situation. I am really hungry too. I'm so sorry, but I cannot share this with you right now. Let me try to get you something else. As soon as I get more food, I will, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then go to the husband and be like, I can't feed your son. You've got to figure this out. I can't feed your son. Don't say that to the 16-year-old.
No. I think like even, and I know people's pride and everything, you know, kind of gets in the way of this, but like if I was in this position, I was so hungry, I would go to like a McDonald's or anything and be like, hey, would you mind buying me a sandwich? Mm-hmm. Like I have bought so many people food, even food at like we were at this Annenberg house and like shit wasn't cheap there, but like I don't fucking care. And this was a point I didn't have money. I bought it with my credit card that had like thousands of whatever. I had a couple hundred in my debit account. Like I didn't have money, but I still, he asked me and I went into this place and I got him food.
Yeah.
Anyone will do that. People have no problem buying people food.
Yeah. I just want to say you're really good about that because when we go out to dinner, if we like don't eat or we don't finish, this might've happened in Mexico just recently. We were like, should we box it? And someone was like, no. And you were like, they're like, we're not going to eat it. And Morgan was like, then we'll give it to people who need it. Like, why would we waste this?
I hate wasting food.
Yeah.
I grew up with my great-grandma Ellen, kind of like I grew up like in a very matriarchal like house. It was my great grandma, my grandma, and my mom raising me. And my great grandma and my grandma really babysat me while my mom was a single mom working. Mm-hmm. And so my great grandma grew up through the Depression. And so like, we do not waste food. Like we, I do not waste food. I eat leftovers.
I don't either.
When I forget about like something in the fridge and it goes bad, I cry over it. Like Justin's roommate once, this was so dramatic, but we like cooked a bunch of turkey burgers. And so we left the extras out on the counter and we like said to him like, hey, you can eat one, you know, but then like, I don't know if we explicitly said, but please box it up, but he ate one and then threw like four or five turkey burgers away.
Oh.
And I bawled my eyes out over these turkey burgers because it just pains me because I recognize food insecurity and food waste is just like insane. Yeah. I took a food class in college and we, just off the food we waste, mm-hmm. throwing food away in our own homes, grocery stores, mm-hmm. throwing perfectly good food away, could feed the world.
Oh, and I know we're going down kind of a tangent here, but it's so important, especially in times like right now.
It's only going to get worse.
I wonder how people are feeding themselves because grocery bills with inflation are just through the roof. So this is such a relevant topic. Like the idea of starvation in our own country.
We were literally just talking about this as we were at the grocery store the other day. We're like, how are people surviving right now?
How are people affording this? I get anxiety every time I go to the grocery store, fill up my car with gas. I wonder about how people who are barely making it work right now because everything is skyrocketing. But what I just wanted to say is I would love to see a study on the concept of like wasting food because when I'm out to dinner, it is very evident to me who comes from an upbringing of privilege based on the way that they can very easily not touch food and just let it go to waste. Mm-hmm. And the people who are very adamant about boxing things up.
It makes me sick.
You're operating from a mindset of previous scarcity versus other people have been taught to believe there will always be more of where that came from. I'm not worried about saying goodbye to that food and letting it go in the trash because I don't need to wonder where my next meal is going to come from. And it's so interesting. It's like the psychological component that happens when you're out to dinner with people and you see who has no problem letting it go to waste and who is like kind of second guessing with themselves. It reveals a lot. And I mean, again, to bring it back to the story, like I can't imagine the fight or flight or like scarcity mode, survival mode that mother is feeling. But what I'm not okay with is the way that she talked to this person that she considers her child or stepchild.
No.
If that's really your stepchild, you wouldn't talk to them like that. Even when your back is up against the wall. And I'm coming from the perspective of somebody who had step parents. And that's why I'm so passionate about this because I think of everything the way that they raised me and the way that they, even when I wasn't really their kid, I wasn't really their burden. When shit got bad, I was their child. I wasn't, that's Bob's daughter.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's what separates you.
This reminds me of that story with the Christmas presents.
Yeah, it does.
I thought about that.
And I wasn't even on that, but I know what you're talking about.
I just think, yes, obviously the answer here is like, and we've seen through other stories, I don't know if there is a point at which it would ever be cool to bring problems like this that are so far above the kid, whether it's your kid, stepkid, or not even your biological child at all. Mm-hmm. No matter what, I think if there's a kid mm-hmm. under 18, I don't even know the right age, you know, at a certain point, I don't know if there is any reason to ever bring a relationship problem or
an adult problem,
right, down to their level at their expense.
No, we literally asked the therapist about this.
And so that's my answer. But at the same time, I don't think any of us can answer this having not eaten in a couple of days. And I know that.
Yeah. And that's a privilege. And
I've seen people who don't eat for a few hours and they change and they're like a different person and they do things almost that aren't them.
But she's writing this Reddit post. She had the energy to sit. I'm not arguing.
No,
that.
I know.
I just, it's like she's, it's not like she had a moment of weakness and then snapped out of it and ate a meal and was like, I'm so sorry for what I said when I was hungry. Yeah. She's asking Reddit, like doubling down. Like I was right, right? Like that's, I'm not discrediting what you're saying and I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just like, go on.
Well, I just think it's, I agree with that. I just think in a broader sense with any situation like this and not bringing kids into it. I think when you are pushed to your limits, you'll do things that you, that maybe don't represent you, that maybe you wouldn't otherwise do. And it's just like maybe a lapse of judgment. And yeah, maybe she's seeking the hope that maybe, oh yeah, I mean, you know, you can't help prevent something like that when you're in such distress and whatever. But I think we've all done things, maybe not to this extent, where you're dealing with a whole bunch of shit and you don't deal with something correctly. But mm-hmm. just bringing it back to my first point, I don't think you can ever bring the kids in.
No.
I don't know what would ever prompt you. And I get that that is a temptation, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm going to show her, like you're going to show him or her, your partner or whoever's involved in the relationship.
Mm. It's almost like,
yeah,
it is yeah. like, I'm going to show them. Guess what, yep. motherfucker,
your
little kid.
Your dad, yeah.
This is the reason you don't have Christmas presents. This is the reason yeah. you're not eating.
And she's using him as a weapon.
There's so yeah. much, it's probably so hard to not do that.
Yeah.
But you just can't do that.
But I just, yeah, I agree with everything you said. It's just so hard, like you said, it's so hard for us to empathize here for her because we're not speaking from the perspective of somebody
yeah.
who hasn't eaten a meal, and God knows what I would say. I mean, I know... I get really hangry. So I
well, can't think how
even
frustrated
imagine.
With him you'd be. Like, and do
my,
something.
Yeah, and my partner's not putting food on the table. Absolutely. In that case, it becomes me versus you. It becomes my children versus your children. I get that.
Yeah.
Or at least I can try to get that. But again, your first point, I think that kind of rules over everything here. Mm-hmm. You just don't bring the kids into it. Take the husband behind closed doors and say, little Jimmy asked me for my food today. And no, I'm not right. responsible for feeding your child. That's where you can get kind of nasty, adult to adult, because guess what? If the kid doesn't have the power to make a difference or make a change, why are you taking it out on them?
Right, because you're going to traumatize. Yeah. Like that's the shit you remember forever.
That's the shit that, now he is probably operating from a mode of scarcity. Like, yeah,
right.
You don't do that.
Which for her, yes, it may feel good in the moment.
I don't.
But you got to think as a human, at least a decent human, I feel like you'd have to regret that despite it feeling good in the moment. Like there's times even with a lot lesser mm-hmm.
yeah.
situations, there's times where you wish you would have bit your tongue.
But yeah.
I
think that's where it comes in, where I don't think she does right now.
I don't think so either.
Because she took it to Reddit.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But I think Justin made a good point where she may realize that she was wrong and she may regret it, but it's too late. So she's looking for some type of validation so that she can feel a little bit better about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think she's kind of probably at her wit's end, and I don't know how.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I just wanted to like pull up some food stats while we're like on this topic. So as far as the United States, which there is global food insecurity and food waste. So like according to this article, and this was as of 2018, but it's an article that like quotes the United Nations and a bunch of humanitarians affair and emergency relief people. There are 800 million worldwide that go hungry, and more than... And in the United States, we waste each year 108 billion pounds of food. That equates to 130 billion meals and more than $408 billion in food thrown away each year. Shockingly, nearly 40% of all food in America is wasted.
Well, it can't surprise you, because you got to think, like, don't think about your groceries that you eat at home, mm-hmm. which already is a lot.
It's
right?
a lot of retail. They're estimating.
It's the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Because think how much is sitting there in case it all sells.
Or damaging things out where someone brings it back and then they have to kind of like damage it out.
So food waste in our homes makes up about 39%, about 42 billion pounds of food waste, while commercial food waste makes up about 61%. 66 billion pounds.
Well, because like even think about going to the events this weekend.
Yeah.
They have so many tables
and abundance.
And food, and you just know like, no, they're not all packing that up and
yeah.
bringing that home.
I hate that. I must have, I never thought that I had this scare, but I definitely have it in me because it
just hurts.
Pains me. Like I, in Miami, I was at this house and they had a chef prepare us dinner and whatever. They had made too much. At the end of the night, I'm thinking like, we're going to box that up or something. These people just threw it in the trash. I was like sick to my stomach. And you know what made me more mad? Why didn't, if they knew they weren't going to take that home, why didn't they say to the chef, do you want to take this home for your family? Do you want this? Give them the option.
Yeah, because I'm sure they would have, but they can't.
And they just threw it away. So much. And I was like disgusted.
Yeah, I hate that. If you want to support a good cause, this Feeding America that I'm on, they rescued 4.7 billion pounds of groceries last year. So if you want a good cause to support, I mean, this sounds amazing. But
they are amazing. They've been around forever.
Yeah. But one article I also found is literally titled, Food Waste Enough to Feed the World's Hungry 4 times over.
Wow.
And yes, it is. But it's the, you got to ask why. Why is that? Why are we not connecting the dots? It seems so simple. With any major problem in the world, A, you look at money, because money's generally the number one reason.
It doesn't pay to give away free food.
B, the logistics is what makes it very difficult
too. Supply chain, delivery.
It's by the time you have food that's going to be wasted, getting it. Right. And so, yes, we need a system that can...
Local food shelves on every corner, right next door to a grocery store.
Right, because it's easy to write that headline.
I eat expired shit all the time. And that's, you know that TikTok trend that's going around right now?
No.
What's the scam that you don't even realize is a scam anymore?
Food expiring?
Food expiration dates.
Really?
A lot of our food is dated 2 weeks before it will even go bad.
Really? Not chicken. I mean, my God, sometimes you open chicken 2 days later and
you're
it's like.
You're so scared of chicken. But I will.
You've smelt it.
It smells like shit sometimes. It's
I think
eggs.
It's a case by case basis.
Smell.
I think it is. You know.
But like milk, like I've drank milk that's 2 weeks past. You just start smelling it.
Yeah. You drink dairy milk?
Okay.
When I used to.
I was like, think, whoa.
Again, we're anymore. Getting to a situation here where. There,
we're off the rails.
There is.
We love food around here.
There's got to be a threshold where. You look after your health over saving some food.
Okay. Well, no one's arguing that. I know.
Morgan is arguing it because she risks her health almost daily.
Do you really?
Yes.
This is like this is a thing? You do this all the time? Wow.
I don't like wasting food.
I know, but I agree with Justin on that one.
She's like, oh, the apple doesn't have that much green on it.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
A little mold doesn't kill you.
No, but it might put you out of commission for a couple of days and think how shitty that's going to be. How are we going to put episodes out for the people if you ate the moldy apple? Like, think about it.
If it's got mold on it, like, I'll give you an example of what I will do. So I had some pockets. Pita pockets, non bread, whatever. Know. The bottom one was moldy.
Oh.
But it was like the one I ate was separated in between another one.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's not crazy. You do way crazier things than that.
Like, what?
Well, it's not easy when you put me on the spot, but we're going to start documenting.
Start documenting.
Oh my God. Okay. One thing I do want to give you all as homework. There's an amazing, amazing TED Talk, and I will be sure to link it, but it's called The Global Food Waste Scandal. And it's like the thing is basically Western countries throw out nearly half of their food, not because it's inedible, but because it doesn't look appealing. Tristram Stewart delivers into the shocking data of wasted food, calling for more responsible use of global resources. And this is the video I watched in college during my food class, and it just like fucked me up.
Wow.
I'll post the link, guys.
Yeah, I'll give that a listen.
Give it a listen. Okay. One more.
Okay.
Uno más.
Un.
This is exhausting.
What, the food?
This episode?
Yes.
Don't you feel mad though? I'm mad at the world right now. I'm mad at the world that people go to bed hungry.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
I'm mad that we're in a position right now in this, you know, in America and all over the world, of course, but we live in America, so we're speaking from the perspectives as Americans. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're watching so many people go hungry because of the rising cost of food and inflation. It is insane.
Well, and I think it's so annoying that the healthiest food is the most expensive.
Oh, yeah.
When it's not like that in like other countries like Australia, like the produce and healthy things are cheapest.
Or Canada.
But that's why like people that are given like limited, like, I'm sorry, the amount you get on an EBT card is like $150 for a month. Mm. How the fuck does anyone feed themselves on $150 in a month.
Let alone a family.
Let alone then a family. And you do, I think, like, the more people, the more dependents, you get a little more. But, like, still. And then the healthy shit, just buying a bag of apples is, like, $10. There's a big chunk.
Yeah, you're buying, like...
How the fuck do we work this world? That's just, like, I'm so...
Because there's too much money to be made.
I know.
Follow the money,
we gotta,
always.
We got to break the fucking system, y'all.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
It overwhelms me, but it does. I'm there.
It overwhelms me so much to where I clamor up because I don't even know where to begin. And I'm so passionate about so many issues, but it's like,
same.
How do you even help? And it's like, okay, I got to get on the ground, got to get the groundwork and green grassroots, whatever.
The last couple of years before COVID, if you guys are interested in doing this with me this year, Brett and I would, there's an organization in LA called Midnight Mission, and they work a lot with, like, people experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles. And every year on Thanksgiving,
I used to do this in Duluth.
I used to do it in Minneapolis.
Yeah. And it was so rewarding and fulfilling. And I know it's only one day and it's one meal, but it's something and it's significant.
I do it once a week.
Yeah.
Twice a week. Like, I could find the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. I used to do that every Thanksgiving too. Mm-hmm. And like sitting with those people and talking to them, it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah.
People, I'm gonna cry again.
We didn't get Justin to cry.
Fuck, Justin, how am I gonna get you to cry?
I don't cry when I'm mad, I'll tell you that.
I don't either. I don't cry when I'm mad.
Ooh, it's like the opposite.
Same.
I would cry less being mad than happy. Like, happy, you can happy cry.
Yeah.
But angry is a complete opposite.
I have been angry. Whoa, what just happened? I just short-circuited. What was that? I've been really angry. It's only happened a couple times to where I start crying. But it's like...
You gotta be...
You're angry that you just, like, can't even formulate...
You don't even know the emotion.
Yeah. And so you just revert to crying.